podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Yeah, I'm a big dummy because I just was kind of at my limit with little man Reed the other day. He was just kind of a handful, and he wasn't going to bed, and it ended up being like 9:30 at night. I'm trying to go to sleep, and he's still coming in and out of the bedroom. And he comes in the final time and was like, I can't sleep because there's growling in my room. I'm hearing noises and there's growling. And I had just had enough. So I looked over at him. I go, well, that's because there's bears in your room. And bears hibernate under little kids' beds.
Oh,
just kind of had enough.
Smart.
Nicole shot me, you know, the look, the glaring look. And as those words were coming out of my mouth, uh-huh. There are bears in your bedroom. I wanted to grab them all back and shove them back into my mouth because henceforth, he will not sleep in his bed now because he feels like he has bears in his room living underneath his bed.
Is he sleeping with you?
I am an idiot. Last night he was in bed with us, yes.
Way to go,
freaking
Jeremy.
Out. Pull those words back. No, there are no bears in your freaking bedroom.
Well,
go
why
to
did
bed.
You tell me they were then? No, well, Daddy lied.
Just
lies
at
are
my
bad.
Limit. Just threw it out. Well, that's because there's bears in your room. Now go to bed. And yeah,
such
now he's freaked out.
Jerk.
He won't sleep in his room.
How long do you suppose it's going to take him to get over that?
I don't know, man.
If
ever. I don't know.
He could be a 24-year-old young man who still has to sleep on a mattress on the
floor.
Wetting himself. It could be one of those things that, sticks in your head for years. Years and years. Like, I know growing up, when I had loose teeth, my grandpa always told me that if you swallowed that tooth, if it came out in your mouth and you swallowed it, you would grow an entire another set of teeth and have another mouth in your stomach and it would bite the inside of you. And I can remember that to this day. I mean, I probably was only 4 or 5 when
That's
he told
a
me that.
Horror
and
movie.
Thinking about I have, you know, teeth growing inside my stomach.
I had jerk store babysitters, and this will explain why whenever you guys talk about your ice cream fetish so much, and I'm like, I'm good. I'm good.
Oh, yeah.
My babysitters growing up told me that the boogeyman drove the ice cream truck.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever that jingle would start and I'd hear the truck coming down the road, I would go and hide, and they would pick me up and they'd pull me towards the front. The boogeyman's going to come get you. The boogeyman.
Fantastic.
So I'm not a big fan of the ice cream truck or the boogeyman.
We love the stories, though, about what scared the hell out of your kid at 303-631-1MIX, 631-1649. The funnier the better. I've got one for you, but it's not my... My son got terrified at the circus one time because we were on the only like the second or third row, and the clowns came out in their car and stopped right in front of us where we were sitting. And it wasn't that. It wasn't the clowns. But as soon... And he was maybe three years old, as soon as the car stopped right in front of us, and he's like laughing, my son's on my lap, and he's just so happy, the car suddenly backfires loud.
Boom.
Oh.
Like,
bam! And he about, you know, jumped out of his clothes, and he lost it, and we had to leave the circus, and that was the beginning of the circus. So we had to leave and go up to the little concourse area, and I thought he would recover, never did. He was like Reed at his soccer game.
Uh-huh.
He was just crying. Didn't want any part of it. But my favorite, and I see phones ringing, we'll take your calls. My favorite, though, is what I did to my nieces and nephew. Now, my sister Deanne has 3 kids, and at the time, they were probably like, I don't know, 7, 5, and 4, 8, 6, and 4, maybe something like that. And she had to go to the grocery store, and I was down there visiting her, so I went to the grocery store with her and her 3 kids and put the 3 kids in one little basket, and I said, I'll push them around. So she went off to do her thing. I kind of gave her a break, right, so she could go do her shopping. And I'm pushing these little kids around the grocery store, and we got to the meat section.
All right.
Dom.
What is meat?
I started telling him that these are human body parts.
Excellent. Yes, as you should. That used to be an arm, you
like
know.
There was a thing, like a beef tongue or something like that. You know what that looks like in a grocery store.
It's
anyway.
A giant tongue.
Right. I held it up. I said, I think this is some, you know, this is a little kid who acted up. And this is like his stomach that they pulled out or something.
Are those kids vegetarians now?
No. But you could see that affected them. But what happened is then I, of course, left them. My sister Deanne called me that night at about 9:30, and she goes, I'm going to kick your blankety blank. She goes, Jason, the youngest, she goes, he is terrified that, you know, people are eating people and that there's human body parts for sale
right
in the grocery
on.
Store. She goes, he's terrified he won't go to sleep.
Aww.
I was like, that's
I said, pretty good, though.
I said, he took that seriously?
He's like, come on, it was a joke.
Here's Melody. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning, Dom. How are you?
I'm swell. Thanks for asking. So how did these kids get scared?
My kid oldest likes to get out of bed crazy early on the weekends. I'm talking 5 o'clock. So I told her that there was indeed a boogeyman and he lived under her bed. And if she got up before 7 a.m., he was going to grab her.
Oh, yeah. He punches out at 7 a.m. and he goes back to the boogie world.
Exactly. I'm out.
Exactly. So we find her like in mummy position in the morning in her bed.
Oh, poor thing. This is like stiff as a board line.
Nowhere near the edges.
Too scared to get up and go to the bathroom.
When my sisters pick up my nieces and nephew, they look at me and they're like, okay, what are we telling the therapist this time?
Right,
I'm that parent.
Exactly.
I'm that parent.
I'm glad you called. Thanks for making me feel better.
You got it.
Have a great day. You too.
Man,
thanks.
Parents have a lot of power with that boogeyman. Yeah. You play the boogie card.
Or bears hibernating under the bed. Right,
Jeremy.
Hello, Brenda.
Good morning, gang.
What's the story?
When I was younger, my younger sister and I had bunk beds that were up against the wall. And she would continuously push the upper bunk with her feet. Mm-hmm. And I'd ask her to stop. When one night, I accidentally hit the wall, and she asked, well, what was that noise? I said, oh, well, that's just the monster in the wall. He only comes out when you push on the top bunk. It never happened again.
All right. Nice. Perfect.
That boogeyman in the gulp. Wall.
All my friends who had bunk beds, you know, like two brothers that had bunk beds, there are always stories like this and the wild hell raising that went on with
the hijinks.
Yeah. Brenda, thanks for being on the show.
You bet. Have a great day, guys.
I like that one too. The monster in the wall.
That's a really good
it's
one.
Even creepier.
Here comes Claire. Good morning, Claire.
Hi, how are you?
We're great. What can you tell me?
Well, my little brother, we took him to a seafood restaurant for the first time. I think he was probably 3 or 4. And we ordered crab, and we realized very quickly that he was terrified of the crab claws. And so I was 10 years older than him. So I was like 13 or 14. I brought it home and I froze it. So every time he was a jerk, I'd pull it out and chase him with it.
Oh, props. I like it.
And it worked for years.
That's pretty good. Thanks, Claire. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right.
In his defense, they are pretty creepy.
I'm still terrified.
We have time for two more. Susan and Carrie. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Dom. How are you?
Great. What's your story?
My son was about 3 years old, and every time he got in the bathtub, he'd make such a mess on the floor that he'd get the floor sopping wet. So I told him if he didn't quit getting the water on the floor, it would rot the bathtub, and it would fall through the floor and land on the washing machine in the basement.
Ouch.
It's like Shades of Breaking Bad.
Episode 1.
But different.
But not with chemicals.
Back in the bathtub.
Oh, that's funny. Susan, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
I bet it worked, too. All right. Here's Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Dom.
All right. So let me hear this story.
Oh, my son was circumcised when he was younger, and you always have to clean and keep that area very clean. So I would tell
him. Wait a minute.
So
start over again because your phone cut out. So what happened when he was young?
He was circumcised. I'm sorry. When he was younger. So when it was bath time, I wanted to make sure that everything was clean so we wouldn't get infection. So I'd always tell him to make sure to keep it clean or else it would fall off and he would become a girl. It
That's
was
just
so
a good
horrible.
Rule in general.
I know.
You're cracking yourself up with this, aren't you?
Well, the funny part is he is about 5 or 6 and we were in the car and he says, Mom, aren't you so proud of me? And I said, for what, honey? And he said, well, I never became a girl.
Oh, he was circumcised at 6?
No. When he was smaller, but you know, you still have to keep it clean.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with turning
really
into
do.
A girl.
You gotta keep
well,
it
I know,
clean.
But you know,
wash,
I shouldn't
wash
have scared
it daily.
That way.
Jeremy's still afraid he may turn into a girl.
Wash it twice a day.
Whether it needs it or not.
Whether it needs it or not.
Whether it needs it or not. Keep it clean.
Hasn't fallen off yet.
Carrie, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
It hasn't fallen off, but occasionally, you do find it in your wife's purse.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.